Okay, our friends.
Chichi Coco.
So, did you know that today is the first day of spring? It is. Spring comes. The babies are all born.
Tickle.
And they are so cute to look at, right? So let's talk about that. Let's imagine if we were to spend a day at the farm. I've got the perfect book for that. Today's story is called Spots, Feathers, and Curly Tails. It was written by Nancy Tafuri, and it's read today by Mommy and
Flippy.
Flippy. Who says a lot of interesting words. So let's get on to it. The very first thing that we see when we open this book are chicks. Little baby chicks, baby chickens. They are yellow. They are fuzzy. One of them is sucking up a worm from the ground.
Yay.
Where they like to live.
Worms.
Mm-hmm.
I hate worms.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're kind of strange. But they're helpful. They're just kind of strange. But we would definitely see some at the farm, wouldn't we?
Flippy's allergic to worms.
You'll have to help me, Flippy. Here we go. What has spots?
Oh, I know.
What?
A piece of paper you throw paint on.
Yes.
It has paint splatter spots all over it.
It's true. It does have spots. But in this book, we can see a picture of something.
Those are not spots. Black splotches.
Yeah, those are kind of splotchy spots. And some of them are bigger than others. But I'm also noticing there's a tail on whatever this thing is.
It's definitely not a piece of paper that you pour paint on.
Mm-mm. No, it looks... You know what it looks like to me?
What?
I'll let you guess. It starts with a C.
And ends with a T?
And ends with a ow.
Ooh, I know.
What is it?
Some cats have spots.
Oh, it's not a cat. It's a cow. It's true. We turn the page. We see a cow has spots. I would also like to go on the record for saying not all cows have spots. This is a black and white dairy cow. But not all cows have spots. Some cows are brown cows or red cows. And you know that there are some cows that are furry and hairy. Not like this cow at all.
A bull?
Mm-hmm.
A bull?
Mm-hmm.
Bull?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Bull?
What has feathers?
Oh, I know.
Tell me.
Turkeys.
It's true. Turkeys do have feathers. I thought you were going to say pillows. And blankets that are
pillows.
You guys, he's not wrong.
Most things.
But.
Most soft and cushy things.
Yeah. In this picture, we can see what that specifically applies to this question here. What has feathers?
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a tail.
It's a tail feather.
It's a tail.
But it belongs to a chicken.
Chicken
has feathers.
Chicken.
And so do the chicks that go with them, only they're a lot furrier at that point when they're little like that. They're kind of fuzzy. And then it grows into real feathers. And
good for that guy over there.
Yeah, in the picture we can see that little one, that one little chick is pulling a worm up out of the ground. Okay. What has a curly tail?
I think I know.
Okay, what?
Some horses and some cowies and some elephants and some bulls.
No, I don't think any of those have curly tails.
They can
I know. I've seen some curly pigtails though. Like on little girls who have curly hair. No, this is actually in the book. We can see what this curly tail belongs to, and it's not a cute little girl.
Girls have tails?
Big tails in their hair. That's what they call them. Yeah. But we can see that it's actually referring to a real pig, right? A pig has a curly tail. And I would like to point one more thing out. In every one of these pictures that we've seen, the adult version of the animal, the adult pig, the adult chicken, there's been baby versions of those
not in the cow one,
but I think we might see one later on.
No baby cows.
Yeah, there will be, I think. But here's the thing, it's springtime, and so there's babies everywhere. Okay, what has a mane?
Oh, I know.
What?
A lion.
You were going to say that. It's true.
Aslan.
Yeah. Lions do have
names. Aslan.
Yeah. But in this picture, we can see what they're trying to get us to say. Can't you see what that is?
That's a lion.
No, it's a horse.
A horse has
a mane. And there with the horse is the foal.
No, it's the cub. Lion cub.
You're such a goof. What has a bill?
Oh, I know.
What?
If you have a dollar, you have a bill.
Yep. That's true. Or when you're finished at the restaurant, they bring you the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were going to say one of those too.
Or my grandpa bill.
Or my grandpa bill. Well, it's not the same thing, though. In this picture, we can see exactly what kind of bill they're trying to get us to think of. And it's attached to a white, feathery bird.
Swan.
Nope.
Swan.
A duck has a bill. Yeah. And these two ducks are going along. Quack, 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 quack. They look, I don't know, think it's Donald and Daisy? What has horns?
I know.
What has horns?
Cute monsters.
Like Sully from Monsters, Inc.? Or, let's think, what else has horns? Dragons. But no, we can see what...
Charizard!
Pokemon. You can see what they want you to think of.
Ooh, I think I know. Woolly mammoths.
Oh, good grief. No, those are tusks. But this is a bull. Has horns. The bull is the male version of the cow. The cow is the girl and the bull is the boy.
Next time
they actually call them heifers if they're girls.
Next time can I guess?
Yes. Here we go. Ready? And where do they all live?
I think I know.
Tell me.
In the skyscraper in the city.
In the skyscraper in the city. Why, yes, that's exactly where I would... No, you silly goose. I should think not. They live on a farm in the country. What a wonderful place. And then I think we can see the baby cow there, too. Big mama cows and the daddy cows. And the chicken daddy and the chicken mommy. And their baby chicks. And I tell
Piggy.
I wouldn't mind going for a nice visit to the country to see those animals, would you?
Uh-huh.
I think we should put it on our list. And now that spring is here, we can go and enjoy. And that, my friends, is... Say it with me. What?
Hickey.
Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.